All aboard. Nope. Still the wrong podcast. Hi, I'm Kelly Lawler.
I'm Brett Molina.
And we're here filling in for Jefferson Graham on today's episode of Talking Tech. He's on vacation, but we're here because we're nerds and we host USA Today Network's premier and only geek culture podcast here out of the USA Today headquarters. And we also like tech things, and you guys probably also like tech things, Star Wars, Marvel, video games. That all happens on our podcast. And so we're going to spend the next 2 minutes talking about Star Wars and video games, bringing over with Brett Molina, our foremost video game expert at USA Today.
Thank you for having me, by the way. Although I'm co-hosting, so yeah, I guess that's cool too.
I love having you.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. So Star Wars Celebration happened, and one of the things that was announced was a new video game. It's called Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
Like Law and Order?
Dun dun.
Sorry. I'm not a video games expert. I don't know if you guys could tell.
Hey, we're always welcoming new people to the fold, so please. I'm more than happy to introduce you to stuff. This is set after the events of episode 3 in Star Wars Canon, Revenge of the Sith. It follows this Order 66 that, you know, obviously is to wipe out all the Jedi.
So, the younglings.
I know. So it's focused on that storyline. What I find interesting, though, is the studio that's making it. It is a studio called Respawn Entertainment. The founders of that helped create Call of Duty.
Mm.
They also created a couple of really high-profile games, most recently one called Apex Legends, which
isn't that the new Fortnite?
It is basically the big Fortnite rival. So, and it has gotten a lot of buzz. So seeing them attached to this project is very fascinating. It also has, I believe, one of the minds behind God of War, which is another popular adventure series. So there are a lot of high-profile names involved. So it looks like it's going to be really good. The only drawback is EA has not been the best steward of the Star Wars license lately.
Mm-hmm.
And their Battlefront games have gotten a lot of flack. So there's a little bit of, like, uncertainty about what are we going to get here.
Yeah.
But, again, Star Wars video game, very promising.
Okay. Quick hit. Off the top of your head, what's your favorite Star Wars game ever?
Okay, so I'm going kind of off the grid because there's so many about Jedi, but I went with Star Wars Republic Commando, which came out in 2005.
Wow.
And it's set during the Clone Wars, and it features this commando unit, basically, and it's kind of team-based, and so you're doing all these missions on different planets in the Star Wars universe, like Kashyyyk and other places. It was a lot of fun. I really liked it. Star Wars, the reputation of video games is kind of hit or miss, so this is one of the really good ones. So I'm picking Republic Commando.
All right, so that'll do it for our sub-in for Talking Tech today. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, coming soon.
November 15th on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC.
Star Wars Republic Commando?
Yes, on Xbox. Launched like 2005. That's a long time ago.
So great stuff to look forward to. So once again, I'm Kelly Lawler.
I'm Brett Molina.
And we're the co-hosts of the Mothership podcast, along with USA Today's film critic, Brian Truitt. You can find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, wherever you like to get your podcasts. We like to talk about nerdy stuff, video games, movies, television, Star Wars. So come check us out, and you'll see Jefferson again soon, or hear him.
See you soon, Jeff.